Parshas Kitiso Beis Tfilah Tovshin Ein Dalet Ki Siso Es Roish Bnei Yisrael Ifkudehem. Very beginning of the Parsha, when you count Am Yisrael, what does that mean? Ki Siso. Rashi says, it's Loshon Kabbalah. You want to receive the number. And the same idea is, Loisishma, Loisiso Shemashov. Loisisa Shemashov. Not to receive Loshon Hara. Loisiso is not to accept, to receive. That's how Rashi learns. From Moshe Feinstein, in the Akdoma, in the introduction to the Sefer Drash Moshe, he had a different explanation. That Tisa is Loshon to carry, to uplift. It's a Loshon of Roimimus. Nesias Kapayim. What's so uplifting about counting Am Yisrael? Says Rav Moshe, because the Yetzirah many times causes us to become a Rasha through another, through misplaced humbleness, causes us to do sins. Why is that? Because the misplaced Hanover says, who am I? Look at those great, these giants. They're so great in their Torah learning, in their middos, in their character traits. Who am I? I'm a nothing. So what's the point? What's the purpose? What am I going to achieve? Let's give up and have a good time. So misplaced Hanover could cause a person to be a Rasha. Says the Torah, look, Ki sistos roish bnei Yisrael efkudehem. Look, every person, you are as equal as Moshe Rabbeinu. The count is the same. Everyone gives their masters a shekel. Everyone has the same weight. We don't say you are less important or more important. Ha'oshi lo yarbe, hadal lo yamit. Everyone's exactly the same. You're equally as important as everyone else. It's a roimimus. It's kitiso, it's uplift. Wow. When it comes to the minion, you need to meet, I need a soul. It doesn't matter if it's the Chofetz Chaim who's the center, or it's you. We both need you. The minion is not a minion without you. It doesn't matter who you are. So we're all equal. That's kitiso. Wow. I'm being counted like everyone else. I'm as important as everyone else, as big as they may be. But that's kitiso. And that's something to know, that every Jew is important. Every Jew has his tafkid. It doesn't matter about other people. You're a Jew like everyone else is a Jew. And that's a roimus to help us understand that. Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Vov. Says the pasuk, "Ubelev kol chacham lev nosati chokma." In the heart of every clever heart, I put wisdom. "Ubelev kol chacham lev nosati chokma." Now the question is, this is catch 22. Why? Because we know that Ki Hashem Yiten Chochma, Hashem gives the Chochma. Who does He give the Chochma to? To a Chochem. Ubelev Kocham Lev Nosati Chochma. So how does it start? Before Hashem gives, He gives the Chochma. So how is He a Chochem? He only gives the Chochem. But how do you become a Chochem if you haven't got yet? Because you're not a Chochem yet. Catch 22. It's in fact a mafurish pasuk in Daniel. In Daniel, in Peripes, it says, Yoiv chokhmaso lechakimin. Hashem gives wisdom to the wise. So what's the solution? How do we work it out? How do you get chokhma if you need to be a chokhma if you're not a chokhma yet? In fact, there's a Medrash Rabbah in Koheles where a matronisa, when his noble lady is asked, why does it say believe chacham, give wisdom? It should be to the person who's not a chacham. Where is not a chacham should get wisdom. So he told her, Moshe, if two people come ask you for a loan, a poor man or a rich man, who do you prefer to give the loan to? The rich. Why? Right? The poor man, I give him the money, what's my guarantee I ever get it back? The rich man, give him money, hopefully I get it back. It's the same thing. If you give the wisdom to someone who's not wise, he might find and start using it in the bathroom, in the theaters, and in the bathhouses. Therefore we give it to someone who's a chacham, someone who's rich. We're beginning to see that when we say we give wisdom to a chacham, it doesn't mean intelligence. There's some different definition to what chacham is. Again, Medrash says, if you give wisdom to someone who's not wise, he'll use it in the theaters, in the bathrooms, and in the bathhouses. So the chacham doesn't use it in the theaters, in the bathroom, in the bathhouses. So what is this chokhmah? Well, let's continue to investigate. We have other places where you find Hashem gives chokhmah. Let's go to Shlomo HaMelech. What it says in Melachim Aleph, Paragimel, Hashem appears to Shlomo. Vayem Elokim, Sha'al Ma'iten Lecho. Here's your chance. You have a wish. Ask for your wish. Vayomer Shlomo, V'nosato la'avdecho leiv shomea lishpoites amcho lohovin bein tov l'ra. I want a leiv shomea. I want to be able to judge and identify the good and the bad. Vayitav adova b'ini Hashem. And Hashem was very impressed. And Hashem says, Vayomer Kimelov, you ask for chokhmah. You didn't ask for long life. You didn't ask for wealth. And you didn't ask to get your enemies. You should be able to overcome your enemies. You didn't ask for those things. Rather, you asked for chokhmah. Therefore, I will give you chokhmah. And also what you didn't ask for, I will give you. Gam oisher v'gam kovet. So we see that Shlomo HaMelech gets chokhmah. But what gives him the chokhmah? So what is the definition to get chokhmah then? We see that Hashem gives chokhmah to someone who wants the chokhmah, someone who desires the chokhmah, someone who appreciates the chokhmah. That's a chokhmah. What does it mean? Nosati kol chacham leiv nosati chokhmah. We ask in Catch 22. Chacham Lev doesn't mean intelligence. It means appreciation, desire, the will, the rotzayin to have chokhmah. That's a Chacham Lev. As belev Chacham Lev nasati chokhmah. We brought the Medrash before, where the matronis asked, Hashem should give chokhmah to someone who doesn't have chokhmah. What was the answer? They'll start using it in the bathroom, in the bathhouse. Why? Because they don't appreciate it. They don't understand what the chokhmah is. Who's the chokhmah Hashem gives him? Someone's going to appreciate the chokhmah. He won't use it in the bathroom because he understands, he recognizes, and he desires this the chokhmah. How much should we desire chokhmah for? How much? The Chaim Shulevitz brings a raya from Haman. Oh, today's Purim cotton. Good. Haman or Rasha. We can learn from Haman how much we need to desire. Haman was ruling over 127 countries. There are millions of people who are bowing down to him. With one exception. Who's the one exception? Sorry? Who? Mordechai. There's one guy out of 127 countries who doesn't bow down to Haman. What does Haman say? Rubai kechuloi. What does he say? V'kol ze eino shoveli. There's one guy who doesn't bow down to me. Eino shoveli. That's for the bad. That is a picture of how much we need to desire Chochmah. We need to want to know everything. Because Eino Shoveli, we want more and more. That's a Chochem Lev, who wants and desires the Chochmah, Mevakesh Chochmah. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Rotzeach, Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph, a Talmud who has to go to Golos, he killed someone, he has to go to Ir Miklat. We send his Rebbe, has to go with him, because it says V'chai Bahem, he has to be able to live there. Dr. Rambam, V'chayei Baalei HaChochma U'mevakshei B'loi Talmud. The life of the Baalei HaChochma U'mevakshei, the ones who want Chochma without Talmud, K'miso Chashuvim. It's like death. If his Rebbe won't go with him, he's like dead, because he won't be able to grow in his Chochma. Therefore the V'chai Bahem tells us we have to send his Rebbe with, because otherwise he won't be alive. That's Toras Chaim. That's a Chochom Lev who wants the Chochmah. And if you want the Chochmah, Hashem gives it to you. That's what happened in Shlomo HaMelech. That's what happens. And that's what the Pasuk says. V'leiv kol Chacham Lev nosati Chochmah. What does Chacham Lev mean? It doesn't mean IQ. It means will and desire and Ratzayim. And if you're a Chacham Lev, Hashem will give you the Chochmah. And that's the Pasuk in Daniel. Yoiv Chochmasa Lechakimin. He gives wisdom to the Chakimin. What is Chakimin? It's the people who appreciate the Chochmah and want the Chochmah. Shabbos. The Pasuk says, Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Tes Zayin. We've heard this pasuk before. The Shomru Fnei Yisrael Es HaShabbos. La Asois Es HaShabbos the Deroistam Brisoilo. Sounds familiar. Yuma Peihe Omad Aleph. What's the source will have to be Michal Shabbos to save a life? Pikuach Nefesh. How do we know you'll have to be Michal Shabbos to save someone else? The Gemara brings various opinions. Rav Shimon ben Manasya says it's because of this pasuk. V'shamu bnei Yisrael es haShabbos. Omro Torah. Chaleil olav Shabbos achas. Kidei sheyishmor Shabbos es harbe. So v'shamu bnei Yisrael es haShabbos. La'asos es haShabbos deRoson. You keep the Shabbos to do more Shabbos, to have Shabbos. So if it's worthwhile, if we have someone who's in danger, we will be mechal this Shabbos to gain la'asos es haShabbos other Shabbos. Well, what will happen if we have a person who we know will not do any more Shabbos? How could that happen? Someone who's been brain damaged. Someone he's so sick that we know he won't live till next Shabbos. This is last Shabbos on earth. Clear. He's on his last We'll give him maximum 48 hours to live. If we do, we'll challah Shabbos now, we'll get 48 hours. He's not going to make it to next Shabbos, no way. So, should we be challah Shabbos for him? The whole source of being challah Shabbos is v'shom reisah the Shabbos. La, so it's the Shabbos. Chale love Shabbos tachas. So you can keep more Shabbosais. But our guy over here, he's not going to keep any more Shabbosais. So maybe, stop being challah Shabbos for him. Huh? I'll tell you the truth. The Or HaChaim on the spot says the Or HaChaim right here. Mi shevada lo yokum v'lo yagia l'shabbos l'shoim roi. Even though the refuah will help him for a day or for hours, lo yichal ol avas l'shabbos. Says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, no. Not l'chal Shabbos for him. I'll see you in Gan Eden when I get there. I'm not Michal Shabbos for you. Entschuldigt, I'm sorry. As I talk to Or HaChaim. Talk to Bi Halacha. The Bi Halacha in Shin Chof Tes Sif Dalet on the Shulchan Aruch that says, even you find a person that's been, the house is caved in, and we find a person whose head has been smashed. Merutzatz, his head has been smashed. Says the Shulchan Aruch, even though he can only live Fli Shah, it's a matter of hours, we machal Shabbos for him. Says the Bi Halacha, but what about that Gemara? Chalei lol of Shabbos achas. Shishmo Shabbos is harbe. This guy is not going to keep any more Shabbos, it's guaranteed. Says the Bi Halacha, it's not the emes. It's a reason, it's a tam ba'alma. But it's not the halachic definition. Meaning to say, this is not business. In business, you have a bunch of stores. And you have a store and it's a big deal. There's a big deal, that's a big investment that you could make billions. So you could decide, I'll sell my business. I'll sell the store. I'll shut down. Why? To put all my efforts in the more profitable. That's true for business. Pikuach nefesh is not business. We don't say, well, Mechalash, this Shabbos wants to get many more Shabbosis. It's a term, it's an idea, but it's not the halachic definition. What is the halachic definition? The chayei nefesh of Israel is override any Shabbos, any mitzvah. The value of Jewish life overrides all the mitzvahs. But what's this? Do I need to get anything back in return from the Jewish life? Do we need to do mitzvahs? No. It's a Jewish life. We're commanded to save a Jewish life for the purpose of having a Jewish life. Not because what the Jewish life is going to give for us back and do mitzvahs and give tzedakah. And therefore, even a person who's brain damaged, he's not going to do a single mitzvah ever again the rest of his life. We're mechal Shabbos for him like anyone else. The Rambam in Shabbos Perek Beis Halacha Gimel, when he explains the halachas that will chal Shabbos to save Jewish lives, brings the pasuk v'chai bem v'reishi yomus bem. Talk to Rambam. Halamadato she mishpati ha'toyro nekama ba'ilon. We learn from here that the laws of the Torah are not a revenge attacks, a revenge that Hashem takes upon us. Hey, I feed you guys, then you do this and that. El rachamim v'chesed v'sholem v'olam. All for our benefit. All good for us. And therefore, the person needs to live, so he overrides everything else. He overrides the whole Torah. Because the Torah mitzvahs are for our benefit, but this guy has to live. And the Bi Halacha brings a raya. Shita Shmuel. We have a city that's the majority of the city are not Jewish. And we find an abandoned child. There's a baby who's been abandoned by the side of the street. You know, on the bench in the railway station. We have no idea who the parents of this child are. Are they Jewish or not Jewish? What's the din? Are we mechal Shabbos for such a child or not? Is this child now in danger? Should we mechal Shabbos or not? Well, let's work it out. We need to know, is the child Jewish or not Jewish? If it's Jewish, we mechal Shabbos. If it's not Jewish, it's not mechal Shabbos, right? So, what do we know? We go after Roiv, right? Normally, the whole Torah Kula, you go after Roiv. What does the Roiv tell us? Is he Jewish or not? The majority says he's not Jewish. Says Shmuel, En holchim bepikuach nefesh achar Roiv. Come pikuach nefesh, don't go after Roiv. There's a chance this child might be Jewish. There's a minority of Jewish people in this town. Say that. So Mechal Shabbos. Fine, we rescue the child. The child says, we pass by McDonald's. Child says, I want to have a beef burger. Should we buy him a beef burger? Treif Chazir, Basar V'Cholov. Can we let him have a beef burger? Huh? Why? Roiv. Oh. When it comes to Yisurim, to Nevedas and Treifus, we have a Roiv. Roiv says he's a goy. Bakasha, enjoy yourself. Tuck in. Tell me what it tastes like. Never had it before. So therefore, what's happening? So we have a guy who's not going to do a single mitzvah the rest of his life. He's a goy. For all mitzvahs, for sukkah, for pesach, for anything else, he's a goy. For shmirah shashabbos, he's a goy. He's going to drive his car. He's going to come and do melacha for us. He's being a shabbos goy. But when this guy is in danger, whoops, no chal shabbos for him, because maybe he's a Jew. But where are the mitzvahs? If indeed the whole purpose is to get mitzvahs back, we'll save your life because you're going to give us more mitzvahs in return, this guy's not going to do any mitzvahs. So we see the chaya nefesh. It's a Jewish life. It's irrelevant to the mitzvahs he's going to do. We save a Jewish life for saving a Jewish life. And therefore, says the Bialocha, for a shoita, if we have a retarded child, a shoita, he's part of all mitzvahs. He doesn't do any mitzvahs. We'll mechal Shabbos for him like anyone else. There's no difference. He has a Jewish life. It's not business. It's appreciating what a Jewish life is. I must add that when it comes to saving a ubar, an unborn child, not everyone holds that we can save the child. I think that it's controversial. It's machlekes. Whether Mechal Shabbos for an ubar hasn't been born yet. That's a machlekes. I understand the person say we do. But that is a machlekes. Okay, this week's parsha, we have Chet HaEgel. After Chet HaEgel, Moshe says, Mi Lashem Elai. What does that mean, Mi Lashem Elai? Says the Medrash, brought down Yalkut over here. Says, who doesn't want to be close to Hashem? Everyone wants to be close to Hashem. What does it mean, Mi Hashem Elai? Says the Medrash, who didn't give a jewelry to the Baal? Mi Hashem Elai means, who is only for Hashem and not for anyone else? That's what it means, Mi Hashem Elai. Who is special for Hashem and not for anything else? Since this week is such a short parasha, that we also get a short haftarah as well. And in our haftarah, we get the whole story of Eliyahu, Har HaKarmel, Mizbeach HaBaal. And there Eliyahu says a frightening thing. Eliyahu tells the Am Yisrael, you guys, you gotta make your mind up. Make your mind up. Either you go to the Baal or you come to Asherah Hashem. It's a very dangerous thing to say. Because, okay, the guy goes to the Baal, but then do other mitzvahs. Okay. If you have a guy, he has the Yetzer for something, because what do they tell? You know, people who are into affairs, what do they tell him? Right? People in the Mishkav Zohar, what do they tell those people? You have other mitzvahs to do, so at least do the other things. Don't leave everything. So that's not what Eliyahu told them. He said, make your mind up. If you want to go to the Baal, go to the Baal, Adasoif. Get out of here. Why? At least let them keep what they keep. Don't tell them to leave everything. It's a very dangerous call to take. Stand to take. It's very dangerous. Because they might say, okay, I'm leaving everything. What's pshat? Says the Chofetz Chaim, the pshat is that those people are more dangerous than other people. Chofetz Chaim Arater says, Mil Hashem alai, people only for Hashem. But once you can do both, then it mixes people up. People think that's alright. People think it's alright to get the famine. We could sometimes do the Baal. Amalo. We're liberals. Therefore says Eliyahu, I can't have this. Go to the Baal. It's better for us to go to the Baal, because everyone understands that's an extreme, that's out. If you can allow for mixtures, that mixes people up. People think it's all right. You can live a double life. And that's what it says over here. Mir Hashem alai. Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, on people who are only for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the people who are doing both for Baal, they did Egel as well. I don't want them. On the topic of Eliyahu, we find that Eliyahu davened in this week's after, Aneini Hashem Aneini. What's the double term? Aneini Hashem Aneini. So says the Gemara in Brachos Daf Tes, Aneini Be'esh. Answer me that the Esh will come down, and Aneini Shlo Yoimru Ma'isek Shofim Him. Even if the fire will come down, they could say, oh, it was magic. So you have to have a double tefillah. Aneini, I'll get the Eish, and Aneini, the people won't say it's Ma'isek Shofim. People recognize from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we learn from here that when we daven for a Nes, we daven for Kvod Shamayim, you have to, not enough to get the Nes, we have to also daven that people should appreciate the Nes and shouldn't say, it's a powerful army, or just, you know, luck, whatever people will say. Modern technology. When we daven for Nes, we've got to daven as well for the Eish, for the Nes. We also need to daven that people should recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not say it's Ma'isek Shofim. We see this a few times in Tanakh. We find this by Gidoin in Shoftim Perek Zayin, where Gidoin went down to fight. He had 32,000. He had 32,000 fighters, and Hashem says to Gidoin, this is too much. In Perek Zayin Pasuk Beis, Hashem says to Gidoin, it's too much, because penispor alai Yisrael leimor ki yodi yishiali. The people, they might claim it's our army. Therefore, it's too much. He had 10,000, and still Hashem said it's too much. Till he went down to 300 soldiers. Also by David HaMelech, when he went to find Goliath, we have the same idea, where he was wearing a Shaul's armor. And he couldn't wear it. It says, "Vayachkor David es harvoy me'al lemadov, v'yoil alechet ki loy nisa." what it literally means, he wasn't accustomed to wearing this heavy armor. ויאמר דוד אל שאול, לא יוכל ללכת באלה כי לא ניסיסי. And he took them off. Says Rashi, for ניסיסי, the Targum is Ari, less bunisa, there's no nes over here. Because in Shvocho is a nes nikar bekach. David didn't want the armor, because he said the nes won't be as apparent. So these are examples that when we daven for a nes, you have to daven that people should recognize the nes. Not just enough to have the actual nes, people understand where it's from. Okay, the ego. And Hashem, you know, Hashem is very upset with us. And in Pasuk Lamed, in Perek Lamed Beis, Moshe starts davening for Am Yisrael. So in Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Vayachal Moshe, Vayichal Moshe, Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Vayichal Moshe, Pnei Hashem Eloikov. We say this every time in Tibur. Vayoyim Elom Hashem Yechra Apcho Ba'amecho. Why are you so angry? You took that Mitzrayim because God with the Yod Chazaka. Okay, question is, what type of defense is this? If you want to defend Am Yisrael, you need to cite the wonderful things that Am Yisrael have done for you. They went to the Midbar, they did mitzvahs for you. You can't tell the person who's angry, but you did so much. What's Moshe saying? Why are you so angry? But you took down Mitzrayim with your great koyach, every other chazaka. What's it got to do with them? What did they do? Why is it merit for them? That's what Hashem did. But what did they do in return? Adarabba. This is counterproductive. Why? Adarabba. So what are you saying? I took them out of Mitzrayim with the other chazaka, and what did they do afterwards? And they did Dago. That's a boomerang. Any lawyer would say that would be fired. What's the lawyer saying? But you did so much for him, for the Yisrael. Yeah, that's right. And what did they do in return? And they made Dago. That's even worse. Had I not done it for them, no, so they didn't think of me. But you're saying yourself that I took them out of Yisrael with the Yod Chazaka. With the Koyach Godoil. Because I did it for them. So the Adarabba, they owe it to me even more. Punkt verkehrt. What type of defense is this? We learn from here. There's an Hanhoga, Hashem. There's a certain way Hashem created the world that people get attached to what they put their efforts into. It's a way Hashem created the world. There's a famous Kuntros HaKeresed of Rav Dessler, where he observes that who should love each other more? The child to the parents or the parents to the child? Who gives more to who? Who gets more? The child gets. So should be, the child should love his parents more than his parents love him. Because how much does the child repay the parents? Much less than the parents give to him. So should be, we should find that the children should love their parents more than the parents love them. But what's the MS? It's Punkt Verkehrt. The parents love the child more than the child loves them. Why is that? Because they invested. This is a Teva Hashem created. What you invest in, you feel connected. Parents have a sick child, a retarded child. They love that child. Why? What's it giving back to them? Nothing. Relative to what they look after, they run after them to the hospitals, and they spend all their life trying to help that child. Why do they love him so much? Because they invested in him. And it's a well-known phenomenon that when babies are born, first few months, the mother is much more connected to the child than the father. Because for the father, what is the child? It just makes noise. He can't even relate to the child. He doesn't feel anything to the child. Later on, when he's gets, why? What's the reason? Because when the baby's born, it's the mother who naturally is attending the child. And since the father's not doing anything, he doesn't feel the connection. We have in Shir Shirim, we say, Amzu Konisa. What does that mean, Amzu Konisa? It says Rashi, Chivavto Yoisem Mishar Umais. You, Hashem, like like Am Yisrael more than other nations. Kechefetz hakonui bedomim yikarim. Something you spent lots of money on, shechavi v'la adam. You spent big money on something, it makes you like that object. You thought, wow, this is object, I really made it. I invested in this object. And the same thing, even to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Amazul Konisa, you coined this nation, how? Because you spent lots of money on this nation. Because you invested in this nation. Obviously, it's a midah Hashem made in the world. So therefore, here as well, says Moshe Rabbeinu to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't be so angry with this nation, because you took me up because God of Yod Chazaka. You invested so much in this nation, therefore, you also have to feel attached, have to care about this nation. What's the message to us? It's the same thing for us when it comes to mitzvahs, Torah mitzvahs. If we have a mitzvah, it's very hard. We have a big nestorian right now. We're busy, we're overwhelmed, we have other things to do. It's very difficult. You should know, this is the mitzvah you can grow from. If you'll now do a mitzvah when things are difficult, you're investing, it's going hard, this is the mitzvah you're going to love. It's an opportunity to realize the nisyonos, they elevate us. By through overcoming hardships and difficulties, maybe giving tzedakah or doing things which are difficult for us, that's what's going to connect you to the mitzvah. That'll be a mitzvah you love. A mitzvah you're mitzvah nefesh for is the mitzvah you'll be connected for. Because this is what Hashem has created, what He's done in the world. What you invest in, you become connected to. Okay. Last point. So we have this week's parasha. We learn about the luchos. So we have the luchos rishonos and the luchos shniyos. Is our life affected by the fact we don't have the first luchos? Got new ones to make a difference to our life. Well, let's see. The Gemara says in Erevin, Daf Nun Dalet, the luchos says charos al luchos. Horse is engraved. Il molo lo nishtavu luchos arishonos. Had the first luchos not got broken, lo nishtakach Torah Yisrael. We would learn and remember everything. One cycle daf yomi, you have shas. That's it. It's there. You learn chumash once, you know it. We would never forget Torah, because chorus aluchos is engraved. But once the first luchos broke, now luchos shnuyos is a different story. Says the Yalkut Shimoni, the last Yalkut Shimoni in Sefer Yeshua. Be'oisei shah, nigzera gzer Yisrael. Once the luchos are broken, she'yilmedu Torah mitoich tzar, mitoich shiyavud, mitoich tiltul, mitoich tziruf, mitoich adoichak, mitoich she'ein lehem mezoinos. Once the first luchos are broken, then the second luchos have to come through tzar. But you know what? That tzar, then they'll be rewarded in Olam Haba bekiflei kiflayim. Talk to Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah Per Gimel. Ein divrei Torah miskaimim b'mi shemar pe'atzmei aleihem. People are lax on the Torah won't stay by them. People involved in eating and drinking won't stay. Ela b'mi shemei mis'atzmei aleihem. And so you kill yourself. You metzair gufay tomit. You put yourself in tzar. What's the reason for this? Because there's two reasons. Why Torah that comes through tzar? First of all, there's a natural reason. Because what comes, what you have to toil for, you remember better. What comes quick, goes quick. What you had to work for, you toiled for, you remember better. It stays by you more. And that's a natural reason. And a supernatural reason is, because the Gemara says, Nefesh Omel Amel Eloi. If you Omel Torah over here, he'll be Omel for you. The Torah returns to you. So therefore, all the tzar doesn't go to waste. You get rewarded for it. Says the Medrash, at the end of Parashat Pekudei, a story with Shimon ben Chalafta. Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta didn't have what to eat. It was Erev Shabbos. He did not have what to eat. He went outside to daven, and Mehashamayim, they gave him a precious stone. He went to the store, and he gave him the stone as a pikadon, deposit. He took food. He came home with the food, Erev Shabbos. Says his wife, food? I'm not eating the food till you tell me where you got the food from. No, his wife's going on strike. He tells her. She says, I'm not eating the food until you promise me you're going to give the stone back in Motzei Shabbos, even back to Shammai. Shimon goes to Rebbe. He tells what his wife said. Tells Rebbe to Rabbi Shimon, go and tell your wife. I promise her, you're worried about missing, you'll be eating your schar olam haba. I guarantee you, whatever you're missing, I will fill you in. Whatever you're missing olam haba, because you're going to eat this food, because of the diamond you got, I'll fill you in. He goes home and tells his wife. She tells him, take me to the person who taught you Torah, I want to meet him. He takes it back to Rebbe. And she tells Rebbe, V'chi Adam roya lechaveir olam haba, you're going to see us, we're going to meet in olam haba. Called tzaddik v'tzaddik, haya olam ishaloi. Everyone has tzaddik has his own world, because it says, hoylech Adam el beis olamoi. Person go to his world, not to olamim. Everyone has his own world. So how are you going to see us, b'chol? And therefore, how are you going to pay us back? Rebbe didn't respond, and the Gemara says the Motzei Shabbos went to give the stone back, and it was a bigger nace to give the stone back than to receive the stone, because the hand had to come down from Shemayim and take the stone. So there's been some argument with Rav Shimon ben Chalafta's wife and Rebbe. Rebbe said, I promised you I'm going to pay, I'll fill you in. And she says, no, you can't. Mazepo. Was Rebbe telling a mistruth? It wasn't true what Rebbe said. What's the argument? And apparently Rebbe didn't have what to say. He didn't answer back to her. Says Abitzel Blazer in the Koich Ve'or. He says, because what you're saying at this, you're saying Rebbe, you promise you're going to fill us in, but what? You can only have what you have. What do you have? You're great in Torah, but Rebbe was rich. Rebbe didn't learn Torah mitoch tzar mitoch oini. Rebbe wasn't starving. Rebbe was rich. The Gemara tells you he was very rich. Therefore, she tells Rebbe, "You say you're going to fill us in, true, with what you have, but you don't have Torah mitoch tzar. You don't have that. You're rich. So therefore, you can't. Everyone has their own world. You have what you have, which is very great, but Torah mitoch tzar, you don't have it. Why should I lose out on that?" That's what she told him. My wife, my husband has Torah mitoch tzar, mitoch doichak. I don't want to waste the schar in this world to have the diamond in this world. You're going to fill me in. You don't have what to fill me in. Because this, on this prina of Torah mitoch tzar, you don't have. That's how he explains. That was the vikuach. And apparently Rebbe agreed. So therefore we learned that Ruach is Hashniyos, even though today we don't remember, we have to toil, we have to work hard, things are difficult. But that we get this tremendous schar that no one can fill us in, no one can replace that schar. To learn Torah to our maximum potential, and we should zeicha to the great schar. Thank you very much. Have a good Shabbos.